Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana. Margin, once you step down on the street, you know. Oh, George starts a first. Can knock her down and gonna black in her eyes. So when she gets back home, tell the husband a lie. Don't stop me talking, cause I'll tell everything I know. I'm bringing this thing to five, because somebody's got to go. Shop, you know, when she humpy hung, you know, she began to stop and said, come get my baby, gonna down around the block, I'm going down to beauty shop and get my hair styled. Don't stop and talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'll bring this thing to fire because somebody got to go. Somebody's
got to
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And, yeah, that one was New York Dolls. Don't Start Me Talking. Forget who that went out to. Maybe Ricky. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to play a few requests. And Joe Moyer, excuse me, I just had a cigarette and ran up the stairs, so I'm like, Joe Moyer asked for Avengers doing Car Crash. He's so funny, isn't he? Somebody hit me on the way in. Did you see the car where the door slammed in?
I did.
Yeah, it was me. Somebody went through a red light and creamed me. That's Charmed and Strange. They're going to start to set up now. I'm still shaken by it. They're going to set up, and whenever they're ready, they're going to go. So, yeah, here's Car Crash on MFO.
Don't you have a car crash? Now you're on the road with your
One, two. can't hear it. It's a music bed going on.
Sounds like a car crashing or about to crash. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, and what have we heard since the last time I've talked to you? Well, there was the Avengers with Car Crash. State of the Union, Ring Me Up. The Laces, You Make Me. The Replacements with Bastards of Young. That goes out to Callie. Chesterfield Kings, Stems and Flowers. Yes, I know. Terry wanted to hear Ultimate Spinach, Mind Flowers. So instead, we gave you Stems and Flowers by the Chesterfield Kings. And here's Ultimate Spinach. Your head is reeling!
Collapse, laughter, running, falling, tripping across the minefield of your thoughts. Dissolved, wondering, who am I? Why should I be alone, alone?
We're 91.5 WMFO and Charmed and Strange. They're almost ready to go. Do you think just one more song and you guys are ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Charmed and Strange coming up right after Blue Cheer. Going out to Terry. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a Crash Course for the Ravers show. That was some blue chair for you. And now I think we're all set. And you guys ready to go?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got the stage. It's Charmed and Strange on MFO.
You know what I realized? This one's called Radio Static.
Hey.
Yeah.
Touch a thing right now. I mean, I haven't heard you sing yet.
Oh, it's coming right up.
All right.
Just for you. This one's for you. One person I could dedicate this song to, and he's sitting here in the room instead of somewhere out there.
Sasha sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't mind.
Oh, no.
Oh,
fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
Hey, you want to introduce yourself and the band?
Yeah. Real quick, because I'm going to do a little bit of that later, too. But we got over in the corner for everybody's radio enjoyment is Ida. She's playing the drums over there. She's really far away. Hi, Ida.
Hi.
They sound good, though, over there.
Thank you. They do sound good.
You should somebody should introduce other people. Yeah.
Get up to the mic.
All right. In the other corner, we have Ben on the guitar and lead vocals. And then we have Michael on the bass. And I'm Sasha on the other guitar.
And other lead vocals, I would say.
Yes.
She takes them. Yeah. That song's about getting lied to professionally.
Someone was trying to say that was a Stones cover.
No. Yeah?
Yeah. They heard something in it.
That's exciting. I mean, it's, you know, everything is derivative, right?
It didn't sound anything like Stones to me. It sounded like you.
Yeah, because I don't got Jagger's pipes. I can settle any argument about whether we start sound like the Stones just by speaking. All right.
No, very, very cool, though. What was that one called again?
It was the Lion Song.
All right. What do you have next?
This one is Jesse Says, I think, right? This is the one we always forget. All right.
Did we introduce the drummer?
Yeah, that's Ida over in the corner.
Ida.
Yeah.
They're charmed and strange, and here they go on MFO. Charmed and strange for you there. What's that one called?
Jesse says. Because she
Jesse
does. Jesse was a friend.
About, you know, she was a good friend of mine.
It was about 18 years ago, I think. Jesse was a friend.
That's Rick Springfield, by the way.
That was not the same Jesse.
I'm glad you don't know the song.
Yeah, Ida knows the song very, very well.
Jesse's girl.
What do we do here?
This was the song that wasn't sad when we first started playing with it, and then grew to be a sad
song. Oh, it's now a sad song. Right. Okay, well, this is not our song. So that's what we do. All right.
Whose song is it?
This song's by It's a real, real deep cut by a lesser-known British underground band that nobody ever saw called the Buzzcocks.
Ah! I was going to say Try Me, but...
Yeah, I don't need to. I got nothing to prove. All right.
Ready?
Yep.
101.5 WMFO is Charmed and Strange, doing mostly originals. Isn't that the way Trump talks sometimes?
No, it was our song. We wrote that song. Believe me. Just take my word for it.
Not a lot of people know this.
Yeah,
but
we actually wrote that song. Yeah. Yeah, we wrote that song. We're making Britain and America and American.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we know.
Thanks a lot.
Actually, I was thinking after you're done, I was going to do the Buzzcocks doing a Boston local song.
Yeah.
Something about Barry and the Remains.
Actually, about us.
All right.
That's Buzzcocks making the
What song
is it?
No, tell me, where can people go out and see you? Where are you playing next?
May 4th, we'll be at Wake Up the Earth in JP. May 27th, we'll be at the Midway Cafe in JP. May 17th. Yeah. Thank you. May 17th, we'll be at the Midway in JP. And for now, that's what we've got on the books. We hit the recording studio about 2 months ago when we're wrapping up 6 tracks. So that's where most of our focus is.
How long has this band been together?
About a year and a half.
Something in that neighborhood.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
What bands were you in before Charmed and Strange?
I played in a band called Lost Cosmonauts. Ida and Ben, I met while they were playing in a band called Low Babies, who have visited WMFO before. And we used to play Bills
Welcome
a lot.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And then, everybody else has been kind of in various bands in the area.
Very cool. Carry on.
Thank you.
All right. Is this a song about today?
Yeah.
All right.
Charmed and Strange on MFO.
us. We're gonna keep the motor running till you feel the effects. We're gonna push some rock and roll between your drugs and your sex. Come on now.
Loved it. A little 1969 thrown in there, huh?
Like that?
Yeah. He was doing the old, this one's for you.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the eye thing.
You point to your eyes and then you rotate your fingers to point to the other person. That's how you liken it.
Yeah.
It's also the I'm watching you, don't pull anything.
Yeah. Right.
Good dual purpose.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here cranking out with Charmed and Strange. What else has been going on? You guys have any? Did you do any good shows recently? Or
have you ever done a good show?
You're doing one right now.
Yeah, that's right. We played Charlie's Kitchen for the first time a couple weeks ago. That was great.
Okay.
And we played with a couple touring bands who were all awesome. So it was a really fun bill.
Nice.
And then we just played Midway a couple times. We're still. We played together for about a year before we even decided to like do a show. It's been a very casual entry into the outward scene.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I did with my band too. Yeah. We took a long time to get out of the studio.
Yeah, like we're having fun, so we're in no rush to do anything else.
Right on. What's next?
This is another This is the last of somebody else's songs by another really obscure British band. This is actually a substantially deeper cut, right?
This is a little deeper, yeah.
I don't believe you.
All right, we'll see if you know, and we'll meet back here when we're done.
Okay. I'll be right here. Charmed and Strange on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I actually didn't recognize that.
Well, this is Sasha's. That was a Sasha choice. Oh. She'd be the one to speak to it. But the band is Blitz, and I want to hear Sasha's little thing about how she's shaking her head and tuning her guitar, which is probably in the long run much better for everybody.
Let me see if I have Blitz in the system.
I'm curious.